Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio on the Tuesday, the 16th of February. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning in the news this morning. And we'll bring up speed with the cricket as India versus England in the second test match. We've also got NBA and NBL action in basketball, tennis with the Australian Open, also football with both the A-League and the Hansa Premier League here in New Zealand, the PGA Golf. And NRL news for you. So a busy morning, actually, and also rugby news. A busy morning for you here on the Morning Sports Briefing. Your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning. And yes, let's kick off with that rugby. The Blues have already cancelled their pre-season game against the Crusaders this weekend due to COVID COVID levels in Auckland. Auckland currently under level 3, and tomorrow on Wednesday we expect to find out if it will be extended beyond midnight on Wednesday. Well, clearly the rest of the country is in level 2 at the moment, so that's already been cancelled. Talking about jet sprint racing as well, they will be making a call on Wednesday about the Merry event that I'm supposed to be attending on Saturday around how whether that will be held or not. I got out on a jet sprint boat at the weekend, and I'll be bringing footage of that for you over the next couple of days. You can check out my long talk with the world champion and national champion as well on the channel. So I had a quick chat with them, Ollie Silverton, there while we were at the event. Moving on then to the also NRL news, standoff show will be back for a couple of specials starting this Wednesday at 8 p.m. They'll be looking at the news that's happened during the off-season, round up the off-season, and then also having a show looking at the five important players for the Warriors and the five players who need to stand up, etc., next week before we head into our regular season coverage for the standoff show making its return for the second season. Moving on then to the golf, Tim Wilkinson was in action at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He made a good start to the tournament, but unfortunately faded over the weekend's rounds and finished tied 30th at 6 under par. Berger came through in the final round to win that one at 18 under par in the golf. Staying in the USA, and let's move on to the NBA action. And there were 10 games yesterday. Some of the key results: the Thunder beat the Bucks 114-109, and the Nuggets beat the Lakers 122-105. So a couple of the top of the table chasers there coming a cropper. Also, Stephen Adams Pelicans were in action against the Pistons. They made a good start to the game, winning the first quarter 40-30, taking a 10-point lead, lost all the quarters after that to lose 123-112. Stephen Adams got himself a double-double with 12 rebounds and 13 points. Both Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson chipped in with 26 points each, but that wasn't enough as the Pistons were led by Mason Plumlee, who scored a triple-double, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 17 points there. They also got very good production off their bench. Josh Jackson scored 21 points, and Mykhailo Uke finished with 18 points. I'm sorry about the pronunciation of his name there. That means that in the table now, the 76ers lead the Bucks on the eastern side with the Nets chasing. Over on the Western Conference side, the Jazz lead the Lakers and the Clippers. That means that we see the Pelicans down in 12th with a losing streak of three games now, unfortunately for them. So looking like it's going to be a tough old season for the Pelicans. Moving over to the NBL. And yesterday, the 36ers took on the Bullets, losing 47-93 in that one. For the Bullets, Vic Law led with 27 points for them. Over on the 36ers, Daniel Johnson with 20 points. Not enough for his side in that one. That leaves the table with Melbourne United still top of the table. And the 36ers in third, the Bullets down in sixth currently. Staying over in Australia, we'll have a look at the Australian Open and in the men's doubles. Kiwi Daniel and Aussie, his partner Oswald, have already made it through to the quarterfinals. Could Aussie Piers and Kiwi Venus join them, the number 10 seeds? They were up against Ram and Salisbury, the fit number 5 seeds. And unfortunately, after a very tough game, they Ram and Salisbury went through 7-6, 7-6, and they will be playing Daniel and Oswald in the quarterfinals of the men's doubles. Over on the women's singles side of things, Barty is through to the quarterfinals, winning 6-3, 6-4 in that one. The number 2 seed Halep will play Serena Williams. Lower down, Osaka, the number 3 seed, will be in there. Most of the top seeds already through to that quarter finals now. Over on the men's single side, Djokovic was already through, and he'll be playing Zverev today. Nadal came through 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Get through, as did Medvedev. He came through 6-4, 6-2, 6-3. So also in straight sets there with that one. You'll say the interesting piece will probably be around the other quarterfinal. Dimitrov, the 18th seed, taking on Karatsev, the qualifier, who has made it all the way through to the quarterfinal. That, again, is on today in that quarterfinal. Moving back then to New Zealand, and as I say, need to catch up on the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership results from the weekend. Sorry, forgot to bring those to you yesterday. Team Wellington beat Eastern Suburbs 7-0 there to keep pressure on Auckland FC, who won 2-0 against Canterbury United at the top of the table. Hamilton Wanderers beat Waitakere United 3-2 as well. And in a bottom-of-the-table clash, Hawke's Bay beat Wellington Phoenix 3-2. That means Auckland City are still number one, with Team Wellington in second place, 6 points behind, being chased by Hamilton Wanderers on 19 points there. Hawke's Bay United picked up their fourth win of the season to see them on 13 points now. A very congested part of the table, because fourth down to seventh is split by just 2 points. So, yes, we could see some changes in that middle of the table over the coming weeks. Over in the A-League, going back to Australia, news there around the David Ball, who picked up a red card in the last game for a reckless tackle. He has now been suspended for 2 games. The minimum suspension being 1 game, and they've added 1 on top. So he's out for 2 games now after that reckless tackle. Let's move on to the cricket then. You'd heard us talking about the test matches on Swinging from the Hip last night. I will be uploading the podcast this morning. Sorry, folks, that one didn't happen last night. But the live show was on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter, and we talked about these ones. Ravichandran Ashwin in the India second innings scored a century, 106 there, to help his side to 286 with a setting England a target of 482 with 2 days left to bat. Two and a bit days. They're already in a lot of trouble, having reached just 53 for three at the close. Akshar Patel taking 2 wickets and Ravichandra Ashwin taking one as well. Roy Burns scored 25. It's his top scorer so far. Dom Sibley, though, went out for three, and Jack Leach for nil, which really has put them in trouble. Dan Lawrence is currently there with Joe Root, ready to try and save the test with 2 days of batting to go. You've got to say India are more than odds on favourites to win that one. It's an absolute certainty. That's how that's that they're going to even the test series up 1-1. You have now started the day the best way to speak with all of the important sports news. Don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. this evening for the Driving Mall Show, where we'll be talking about Super Rugby action. They've got Six Nations. We'll also be talking about Super Rugby new laws as well. So lots to discuss on the Driving Mall Show this evening. Hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday, and catch you tomorrow at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing.